Part 2. Describe a quiz program or game show on TV you like. You should say what it is, how you know it, what it's like, and why you like it. I'm going to talk about a quiz show called Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. As it's famous all over the globe, I'm sure you've heard of it before. It can be viewed by everyone, as it's family-friendly. Well, let me tell you how it works. At the start of the show, the contestants gather and prepare to answer a multiple-choice question to decide who gets to be in the hot seat. Naturally, it's the person who answers accurately within the shortest time frame. When a contestant is selected, he or she will proceed to sit in a chair in the center and have the opportunity to answer a total of 15 questions that become progressively more difficult. For every answer that you answer correctly, you're awarded a determined amount of money. Apparently, if you're unsure of one particular question, you can always stop the game and go home with the money you have allotted at that time. However, if you're willing to take your chances, you can follow your instinct and keep going. Also, there are 3 aids you can use. For example, you can call your friends for help or choose to have half the options eliminated to make it easier. All in all, I enjoy this game because it's very suspenseful. It always keeps me on the edge of my seat. Furthermore, I gain knowledge from watching this show. Since I have 2 teenage children, I like that it's something we can all watch together. Part 3. Do people in your country like to watch TV? Oh, too much. People in my country are definitely couch potatoes. Since it's always rainy here, people tend to stay indoors and watch Netflix quite often. With a raging entertainment industry, there's always some hot new TV series coming out, which leaves people on the edge of their seats. What games do children play nowadays? In this technological world, children are shifting more towards video games, as well as games on their cell phones or tablets. Actually, I was shocked the other day when I walked past a group of elementary kids who were all simultaneously staring away at their cell phones, just lost in their games. I always get on my children to go outside and take a bike ride or walk instead of staring at their Xbox all evening long. Are there any differences between the games children and adults play? Yes, to an extent. First of all, kids tend to have more energy, so they like games like tag where they can run around like crazy. Furthermore, kids' games are usually more cartoon-based games or educational games that work on building soft skills. Since adults already have these skills, their games are usually based on creativity or a higher intelligence level. However, there are many similarities of all games, considering most are based on entertainment and problem-solving skills.